Good morning, you got it going with Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Sound bell.
He is the good news.
Bell sounded.
It is not necessarily the news, where you can't spell news without you. Which is also going to be probably with this cream corn going into the tank at 8 o'clock. Also, the general reaction and response from that.
Ew.
Hello, our Hank Facebook Livers streaming appropriately on our Hank Facebook Live. Your data is secure. Tonight's lead story, well, this happened two nights ago. Everybody has, tickets, although they evidently were successfully selling already, believe it or not, still. Coldplay, the concert, since the thing.
Yeah.
It's just been a sellout, and secondary markets are insane and stuff. So they played Nashville two nights ago, Bridgestone Arena. First of all, they did a little nod to Ozzy, played an old Black Sabbath song, Changes. And then Keith Urban came up there and joined Chris Martin, and then they slung guitars and played some Johnny Cash. So... you're waiting for the Kiss Cam thing, aren't
you?
Yes, I
am.
They're still doing it, by the way, but now they're just doing the bit, and he's warning everybody. So.
Okay. Sign the waiver?
Nothing happened. Nicole and Keith are fine.
Angelina Jolie has had her fair share of A-list men. Oh, cool. Sorry. Wrong story.
It's all right.
Okay.
I got music for everything, bro.
I know you
do. I got like six Aussie bits. Whenever you want to get to it, we got it.
Okay. Billy Bob Thornton, Brad Pitt, and the next name on her dance card could be Johnny Depp. Sources tell Radar Online that they've been enjoying secret dates in London and Los Angeles, and they can't quite decide whether it's the real deal. Word is they're stuck in a flirty seesaw zone of love. But he's ready for real romance, and Angie is his lady. She's well-read. Respective,
and
sensual.
Yeah, still comes with a full crew to man a pirate ship, too.
Oh, that's convenient.
She brings that to the table, right?
Yeah, they would.
Although, aren't those kids all grown now? I don't know. There's
so many to choose from.
It really was.
Yeah.
See, I told you. I even had Johnny Depp accordion music ready. Talk about some deals that got done. They signed a $1.5 billion deal with Paramount. That would be Matt Trace. That would be our friends from South Park, the creators of that. They were in a deal of distribution and stuff like that, and they weren't backing down. And Paramount's like, okay. So it's one of the biggest TV deals in history.
I was going to say with a B, for a billion.
A show. $1.4 billion deal. So that went through early in the week. South Park showed up again last night. And made fun of Paramount for caving in to the Trump administration. By the way, also, their $100 million deal with Netflix, famously, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, it expires later on this year and reportedly will not be renewed.
What are we going to watch?
Unfortunately.
Anything else ever?
You ready for the Aussie music?
I am ready for the Aussie music.
We got it.
So we've talked several times about the importance of planning your funeral before the time comes, KB.
What?
And, I mean, that was pretty much Ozzy's entire career, was it not? Well, the Prince of Darkness says he doesn't want a sad, morose affair to send him off. He revealed to a reporter in 2011 that there will be no harping on those bad times. It's important to remember that most of us, well... we're doing pretty well. Some of us have pure misery their entire lives, and famous rock stars are generally very lucky people. As for the music, he hinted that it could be anything from Susan Boyle to Justin Bieber, the Beatles maybe, but none of his greatest hits. And he wants to get the last laugh, like a video, asking the doctor for a second opinion.
I heard he also wanted put sound effects so it looks like I'm knocking throughout the server.
I don't know that I want to be at that funeral.
I think it's probably going to be one of the better ones ever.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. That knocking still may be the cowgirl
in
our closet.
Honey, we'll be down in just a minute.
Tune into her podcast for some more information on that.
Keep your spurs on.
She's fine. Well, it will be a celebration indeed, as Miller Lite is marking 5 decades, 50 years with a coast-to-coast beer toast. This is coming up on, consequently, National Beer Day, August 1st. So it turns 50 this year, Miller Lite. And, of course, it began here, like right there at the brewery, down off 35. In fact, a lot of Hank fans right now listening that work there. Yeah, that's where it was first brewed. Obviously, they're headquartered in St. Louis. But it was the 1975 Miller Brewery here in Fort Worth that started cranking out those light beer barrels. So that's one of the places you can be a part of it. But this will be coast-to-coast, like a Times Square-type thing. 4:50 p.m. local time, wherever you're at, on August 1st.
Okay.
There will be a ton of places you could go in and say, hey, can I have a free Miller Lite for their birthday?
Oh.
And you will get one. Not everywhere you can do that, but I'll try it on the third floor, but we'll see if that happens. Or maybe let that girl out of the closet.
Everyone getting in on the country western action these days, and Chili's is no exception. They are coming out with their own line of boots that feature their signature red pepper logo, a chili pattern, and they're going to be red, made out of the same material as their signature boots.
Mm-hmm.
They've even lined up with the Tecovas for the project, and they're calling them Booth Boots.
I like that.
Booth Boots.
Eat my baby back, Booth. Baby back, baby Booth. Back, baby back,
Booth.
Ribs.
Booth. Booth.
Comic-Con starts today over there in San Diego. That's always fun. Someday I'll get to that thing. And video, speaking of the left coast, a video has surfaced of we talked about Elon Musk's new Tesla diner that opened up in L.A. And he wants to open one by the Gigafactory and all that in Central Texas and stuff like that. A video has surfaced of it in the inside and the experience. And there are humanoids, well, actually just one. There's a video of a humanoid serving popcorn. Right there at Elon's thing, serving popcorn.
It's cold.
It is, see?
Already getting into it. And is there any job now that Ryan Seacrest won't do?
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Serving up corn.
It's cold.